Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Minister, for coming as well. It's great seeing you. It's such an immense pleasure for me to be here in India and to see the energy, the creativity of this place. It's infectious, really. For me, you know, obviously I grew up here and I come back here often, but every time I come back, I go back energized, and it's phenomenal. And so this morning I wanted to share with you, since you're all young entrepreneurs, you're changing the world, you're changing the landscape of India, at least my own perspective on what does it mean to dream big, to create big, and have big impact, because that's what we seek. In my life, there have been two passions that have driven at least my dreams. When I think back at it, what are the catalysts? It's poetry and computer science. And in fact, I want to relate the two in the context of these big dreams. Ek Delhi ke ek shayar ne ek zamane mein kaha tha ki hazaron khwahishe aisi ho ki har khwahish pe dam nikle. Bahut nikle mere arman, fir bhi kam nikle. Now, my interpretation of that Ghalib saying changes every year. I learn something new. There is so many layers and labyrinths in there that every time I sort of read it, I kind of feel that I've learned it again. I've figured it out. But my earliest interpretation, it was the time when I was reading Douglas Hofstadter's book, Godala Sherbach, and I sort of realized the power of what he was saying, which is, it's not just your dreams being fulfilled, it is your ability to dream things that are worth dying for. And there is a sort of that incompleteness in the incompleteness that Godal talks about, that then Turing took and then created essentially what is computation, lies, I think, the power of what we can do with digital technology. That has to be the source of our inspiration, at least it's been for me, as we think about the dreams going forward. In today's day, the world that you live in, the world that you're going to shape, the world that you're going to change, the canvas, is so rich. When I think about even our own ambitions, when I look at the kinds of applications, solutions that you're going to build in for all walks of life, all industries, the level of intelligence that you're going to infuse into them is pretty stunning. For example, now, there is not a single app that you're going to build going forward that's not going to have computer vision built in, i.e. the ability to see things. There's not going to be a single app you're going to build that does not have the ability to recognize speech. You're going to have apps that recognize natural language and text. And that ability to bring cognition into the application experiences and then augment, in fact, human capability is a pretty phenomenal time to be a developer. Then moving to what we can do by taking the oldest form of communication that we have, which is human language, and what if we took the power of human language and were able to translate that into computers. In other words, what if we thought all the computers around us and all the computing, human language? Think about the kinds of applications you could build. But more importantly, think about what it does to democratizing the experience. Instead of us having the cognitive load as users of learning new shell constructs, downloading icon after icon, screen after screen of apps, what if all you did was you spoke or you texted and you were able to get work done? That's the world that I think you can create. In fact, you will build bots that have this fundamental understanding of human language. Just like how you built websites in the past, just like how you built mobile apps in the past, you're going to build these bot interfaces that understand human dialogue. And it's going to be a pretty profound shift in how computing is experienced by everybody. It's probably going to be the most democratizing force and make it accessible to anybody who's 80 years old or an 8-year-old. And I want to just roll a video to just show you what is possible with something like this Conversations as a Platform, just to kind of give the developers in the audience a feel for the kinds of advances that I think you all will create to change the computing landscape.
Each day, we navigate a sea of apps, each with its own unique interface to help us accomplish simple tasks. But are they really making life less complex? What if you could simply pick up your device and start speaking to it? What if you could use the most powerful tool we as human beings use every day? Language. With Skype, Cortana, and the Microsoft Cloud, we're creating an intelligent canvas that's intuitive, whether you're tracking the delivery of a package, booking a room at your favorite hotel, scheduling an important customer meeting, or even ordering a pizza. From the moment we're born, we engage in conversations. And if human beings are truly hardwired for anything, it's the ability to interact with one another. So when we think about the next big thing in computing, we're actually betting on the very first thing in being human.
Idea of conversations as a platform is a pretty transformative change in computing that I think we're at the very early stages, and I can't wait to see what you all create on top of this platform in terms of changing how people experience computing. And talking about changes in the experience of computing, the other platform, the other innovation that I am just completely blown away by is mixed reality and augmented reality. Because so far in our history, we have created computers that have created these mirror worlds, where we have taken something that we've seen in the physical world and created digital metaphors. In fact, the desktop is a great example of that, where obviously it exists in the physical world, and we were able to translate that into a digital metaphors that billion users got comfortable with. But now, for the first time in our history, we're able to take what is our field of view and turn that into an infinite display. Just imagine, in what you see, you not only see the analog world, but you can, in fact, see the digital world along with it. And now let's extend it even one step further. What if we could add presence? One of the most profound things that's going to happen as we look out multiple years is people can be anywhere from everywhere. That's that fundamental notion of presence. So this combination of mixed reality, where you have analog and digital getting mixed, as well as having digital presence, where you can be anywhere from everywhere, will, I believe, fundamentally change computing forever. And this is going to mean what is architecture is not going to be the same again. What is industrial design is not going to be the same again. I mean, think about what NASA scientists are able to do now. They're able to see the rover move on Mars, but the holographic output of the rover is right there in their office. That means they can walk around and examine the soil of Mars as a holographic output. That transformation, I think, is what we can all look forward to. But most importantly, that's what you will shape. It's the ingenuity, the apps that you build that is going to, in fact, change our lives and our work. And it's that creativity that we want to be obviously able to ignite. And so I want to roll a video to give you a feel for what's happening with HoloLens and augmented reality.
Look around. Technology is all around us. We use it in every aspect of our lives. It enables us to do amazing things. But what if we could go further? What if we could go beyond the screen? Where your digital world is blended with your real world. Now we can. This is the world with holograms. What will they enable us to do? New ways to visualize our work.
You know, I have an idea for the fuel tank.
New ways to share ideas with each other.
How are things going your end?
I just put the images in OneDrive.
Perfect.
More immersive ways to play. New ways to teach and learn.
So put the new trap in the place of the old one.
Now what?
And tighten here and here.
New ways to collaborate and explore the places we've never been.
Look at this formation. Let's take a closer look.
And new ways to create the things we imagine. Because when you change the way you see the world, you can change the world you see. This is Microsoft HoloLens.
It's so exciting to see this new media being born right in front of us. And I love that phrase, which is, when you change the way you see the world, you change the world you see. And I think that's what all of you are going to do. And the reason I invoke this rich canvas is to really invoke your ambition to how you will shape the world. These three platforms that we are creating, the intelligent cloud platform that gives every application cognition and computational resources so that you can do anything. This idea of reinventing productivity and business process, how you interface with every institution and every process, becomes much more natural through conversations because of the bots you build, because the applications that you build have language understanding. And lastly, the apps that you build, the experiences you build for mixed reality. Think of this as a platform for you, because that's at the core of our mission. Our mission is to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. It's not about celebrating our technologies. It is about really celebrating the technologies that you all in India create. In fact, I want us to be the platform creators that foster the ingenuity of what is happening in India. In fact, this morning, I've had the good fortune of meeting entrepreneurs, student developers, young student developers who have such high ambition. You met some of them just before I got on stage to see what is happening with technology in fashion, what technology is doing for things like Internet of Things. In fact, making it real, the entrepreneur behind iBots taking Internet of Things and democratizing it, where industrial company one after the other in India are transforming their products. In fact, the other entrepreneur I met who is building the solution for you to be able to get all your documents, starting from your school passing certificate and your mark sheets, which I was very scared that I would now go stare back at my mark sheet, which I don't want to ever see again. But the fact that you can get any document is so amazing, not because the fact that you can recall that document, but now that you can ease the way you do business, the way you apply for your driving license or what have you. The fact that this one entrepreneur is connecting things that were not connected and changing the landscape. I had a chance to meet a bunch of student developers, and it was fascinating to see their ambition. And they're all participants in this Imagine Cup, which I love because I get to see what are students thinking of, what are they imagining. And one of the developers there is figuring out a way to be able to detect, using again computer vision, garbage in our streets and automatically alert the municipal authorities so that they can come pick it up by just taking a simple photograph and using the cloud resources and a mobile app to change how garbage collection happens. There was another student developer who's changing publishing. The idea that you can, in fact, in textbooks, get single chapters and change the unit economics of publishing forever, because having grown up here, I know exactly how hard it is to get some of these books, especially in, you know, in fields like engineering, where if you could transform the way people can get to access, it could be fantastic, and it will further democratize, I think, learning. I also had a chance to meet a developer, two young developers. One of them is a 17-year-old who's figured out how to take data from NASA, conflate it with other information, and see the spread of algae in Bay of Bengal. So this is an app that's being built so that you could really have the intelligence to drive sustainability, because you know algae growth uncontrolled can have all kinds of devastating impact. But this is a student who's taking information that is available, bringing it together in order to have a real impact right here in terms of how we manage our climate. And then I met an 8-year-old, and this was perhaps the time when I felt the most inadequate. And the 8-year-old's dream is to create a society that knows how to balance economic growth with environmental sustainability. This is the goal he has. And then he translated that vision, that goal, into a novel game that he's built. And so he's built a game where it's a game where you get to build cities. And in these cities, you can create factories. And yet, depending on the type of power you use in the factory, you get points. And of course, if you are wind-powered and solar-powered, you get more points. And the idea that this kid has been able to envision what is, I think, that fine balance that we need in order for us to be able to use new technology, but to use new technology to also create a more equitable society, a more sustainable environment all around us. That truly is what each one of us seek to do. That is what each one of us will have to do. And it is so inspiring for me to come here to see this broad spectrum of student developers, entrepreneurs, artists, and even some big brand e-commerce companies who are all changing the landscape of India and thereby the world. And it's really a privilege for me to be here, and it's a real privilege to be a platform underneath this Indian success. Thank you so very, very, very much. Thank you.